Today is Governor Malloy's last day in office here in Connecticut. Governor-elect Ned Lamond will take over tomorrow. So we were wondering, what do you think Malloy is going to do today as his last day of governor?
Yeah,
start 99.9, today's best mix, it's Anna and Raven.
I have my own ideas about what I would be doing, but I'm not sure what exactly Malloy will be doing.
Mm-hmm.
I know what I wish he would do.
What is that?
I've got a list. I've got a list here.
All right. Well, you know, he's always been criticized about being unpopular, but he did say this.
Mm. Everyone asked me about my quote-unquote popularity. I never wanted to be popular. Let me put it this way. I never sought to be popular.
Nope.
Okay.
Doesn't want to be popular.
People hate
care.
Me, and I don't care if you hate me, and that's it. I'm leaving.
That's why I'm going to do all this stuff on my last day as governor.
You'll have to hate me as I'm headed out the door, if you will.
Yep. Yep. So what do you think will be the first stop on his tour of his last day of governor here?
I don't know. I would imagine that he wants to go to his favorite places. I know that personally for myself, I would already flip the covered legislative people in office, their insurance funds, to local animal shelters. That's what I would do if I was Daniel Malloy.
Mm. If I was Governor Malloy, I would steal the Memory Lane sign. It's in Fairfield. It's like an actual street. And that way he'll never forget his 8 years in office here and he'll be able to take a trip down Memory Lane.
Okay.
Well, nice.
A different route than I did.
Yeah.
Christian, what would you be doing?
I think he's going to go straight to the studio to release a diss track.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah. He's got a lot of pent-up aggression about everybody who's made fun of him. I mean, he's going in there and he is dropping bars.
Right now, everybody's collaborating with Kanye West. That was Governor Malloy.
Yeah. I'm thinking you head back to the office for a minute to sell any remaining like Senate seats that might be up in the air or whatever they're doing, the recount thing or whatever. You got to pad the retirement fund before you head for the door.
He's not doing that. You know what he's doing?
What's he doing?
He's going to be streaking through downtown Stamford. That's where his stomping grounds are. And then he's going to stop at Curly's Diner and he's going to have lunch in his Mutams. That's what he's going to do.
I mean, if that's his old area, would you go naked? People are going to recognize. I know that mole.
They're like, wait a second.
I know that mole.
I've seen that before.
Christian, where else is he going?
Yeah.
I mean, he's going straight to Sleeping Giant State Park or Gillette Castle, going straight to the top and going, I'm free! I don't have to worry about this job anymore!
I would imagine that would be a good feeling. I would love it if before he does that, he could just hit delete on all the files that are marked toll research while he's in the office. Just, I slipped one last button here.
Yeah. No, you know what he's definitely going to be doing today?
What's that? What's up?
He's going to sneak back into the governor's mansion because they had all the moving trucks there over the weekend.
Okay.
And he's going to go into the closet and he's going to write, Daniel was here 2019, right? And then he's going to measure how tall he is now versus 8 years ago when he first moved in there. That's what he's going to be doing on his last day in office.
I love it. That's a pretty decent plan, I have to say there.
He's got a very busy itinerary today, his last day.